أنا والإبريل.
Good morning, honorable
Morning.
lady. Can
Morning, April.
you admit
Morning.
me on the other one, on the other gadget?
How are you, my son?
I'm very well. Can't complain, my father. I mean, I was just thinking, am I alone in this meeting because I don't hear anyone for 5 minutes?
You? Sorry, we are in touch.
Don't worry, I felt the same.
Morning, Kruger.
How are you?
Honorable Kruger. Honorable Kruger. I'm fine, thank you. When
Hello.
You bring my biltong, I will be better.
That's a bit, the biltong is wet, you know, it's the rain. So when it's dry, I will bring some.
Shop, shop.
Yeah.
Yes, Bracken.
Good morning, Chair. I think we.
Good morning. Good morning.
We can start.
Thank you. Good morning, honorable members and our officials.
Recording in progress.
And our ministers. We've got the agenda before us. The first item is opening welcome and the purpose of the meeting. You're warmly welcome into this meeting. The purpose of the meeting is to get a briefing on item three. So I would not waste time because we've got a busy schedule in Parliament. I will allow the official to render apologies before us. The meeting is officially open. Over to you, Bracken.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, official from the department. Chairperson, when we're doing the roll call, we've got Inkosi Uthuli, we've got Honorable Mathulelwa, Honorable Kruger, Honorable April, Honorable Mabiga, Honorable Mieni, Honorable Zungula, and Honorable De Villiers. Those are the members who are already in the platform. On the side of the department, Chairperson, we've got Chief of Staff, Kabatia, Mr. Nkabinde, Mr. Stole, Mr. Mzizane, no Ms. Tawegazi Kasamba. And then on the apologies chair, we have received the apologies from the department, the minister, calling an apology of the minister who is out of the country. We've got also the apology of the deputy minister. And then we are also having an apology of the DG, Mr. Mkumane, who is requested to make a presentation in the cabinet. So due to of acting Minister Mtswadeli, he requested him to be part to do that presentation. So I believe that the leader of the department, it's the chief of staff, who is Ms. Rabatia. So right now, Honorable Lubengo has joined and Honorable Hendricks has joined. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Bracken. Apologies noted. The department will inform us who will be leading them, who will present, who will make the presentation before us. Honorable members, can I have a mover for the adoption of the agenda?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you. Any seconder, honorable members?
Chairperson, I second.
Thank you, Honorable Ibrahim. Can we move to the next item, which is presentation by the department? Mr. Kabinde, you will inform us who is going to lead you in the absence of the DG. Over to you.
Greetings to the chairperson and to the honorable members. My understanding is that the presentation is with the was shared with the secretariat. I don't know whether Mr. Gnene, if I can maybe try and share, because it says I'm disabled, or you are to scroll that presentation that was shared.
Can I make you a co-host and scroll it and present it on your site?
Okay, please.
Okay, I've made you a co-host.
Okay, let me try. Is there something visible there?
Yes, it is visible, and we'll request okay. That we'll request that you show yourself so that members can see who is making a presentation, since we have never been in the meeting. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jason. And the colleagues, greetings. Thank you, Chair, and to the colleagues. My name is Vukile Ngabinde from the Department of Small Business Development. I'm currently the director responsible for cooperatives business support as per the new structure that was approved last year. I assumed this responsibility from 1st of April. However, one has been with the department since that migration from the TTI. My first entry was on this development of the strategy for, which is called National Informal Business Upliftment Strategy, NIBAS. As you know, as a department, that body of work of the informal and microeconomy is very key. And then let me say I was maybe formalized, I graduated or something like that, to then be responsible for this last approved strategy called the National Integrated Small Enterprise Development Strategy, that is NISED, that has just also been gazetted as our strategy for the next 10 years. And then now as you might be aware, honorable members, also that the current strategy, that we call it current, that is guiding the body of work of cooperatives, was from 2012 to 2022 in essence. Key to our body of work this year is just a review preparation, but a new strategy really also needs to be developed for cooperatives. So we are also then in a way working with our EU partners, looking into say what are these key things that we did not, almost gap analysis of some kind, so that when we move to the next phase, we'll be able to really be responsive, as it were. I got also the opportunity to be exposed to the last PC on cooperatives, where Mr. Maki, who was the last coordinator of this body of work, was presenting in terms of transitioning of the body of work, especially from CIFA to CEDA, and issues relating to the cooperatives movement, which we are currently moving. I'm trying to scroll the screen, my dear brother, Mr. Gnene, but I'm not able to page down. I'm not sure whether there's something I'm trying to press down and it's not moving, or is it moving maybe from your side, Chairperson? It's just on that screen that it was. Maybe let me try to reshare again.
Yeah, it's moving.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. All right. Just these five quadrants around the backgrounds, and then the mandate, I think we'll move faster because we really know who we are as a department, and then we'll dwell much, because the brief received was that we ought to share with the members, honorable members, the MOU between the DSBD and DGRV. So in essence, one, we just took the MAU, as it were, somewhere tried to summarize, but just packed it, as it were, so that we go through it together, and where we can move first, of course we can, but just certain areas we might want to emphasize. And then really just in on number four, the quick state of affairs from that MOU as it was signed, because it was signed last year. What progress really in essence, and on number five really some other propositions basically moving forward. Of course this really relates to the background of the department. Also I won't spend much, but call on the latter part of this, where our work is driven by the cooperative policy, of course, of 2005, the Cooperatives Act as amended, also, in fact, 2004, the policy, the Cooperative Act was 2005, then amended in 2013, and the cooperative strategy, which was that of 2012 to 2022. As we know, colleagues, that this then body of work by the then DTI transferred to the Department of Small Business Development. So we look forward then that we are presenting this presentation to your good selves in terms of our relationship as a department and the DGRV. Again, kindly allow me to move. And of course, as we know, and of course the PC had a welcome, but that we have our Deputy Minister, Elizabeth de Boer Peters, whom according to the delegations also that have been given, she's also the lead person for the cooperatives work. Of course, we are aware about our agencies, how we are organized as a department. Allow me to move quicker on that one, to get into this core of the MOU between these two institutions. First, it will be very interesting. It was very interesting to one. I recall we had a workshop, let me call it, a meeting with these organizations. Let me say, claiming currently to be representing cooperatives, you are NASA, you are NAXA, you are SANACO, and we had DGRV there. In my understanding, at a time before that meeting was that DGRV, it's a German government agency. Yet during the deliberations by those cooperative organizations, you know, on DGRV, when they were punting it as well to say, you are an apex body in Germany of cooperatives. In fact, you are more relevant to be working with us as cooperative movement. And then ensure that the department, in terms of the German cooperative relations corporation, that's where the strength of government to government also gets in. It was very interesting that as a learning outcome from that workshop, I thought this was a government agency, but it's an independent, call it cooperative organization. About this MOU, in 2022, in August, that's when it was signed off, as it says that the start of an MOU is when the last signature or it would be done. It was done in August. And then, well, I won't dwell much, but the preamble really, there are various sections of this document. It starts with section one, which is a preamble of the MOU. As we know, colleagues, that in fact, key even on the foundation of our department was with the articulation of the NTP, pegging our economic growth, job creation through small enterprises. So this relationship also is based within that context and to advance also inclusive growth. And at the time, number B, it was the Integrated Cooperatives Development Branch. Now, in the new structure, we are referred to as Cooperatives and Micro Enterprise Development. So that's where this body of work, the relationship, the management of this MOU. So core to the department, of course, is the component of forging partnerships with the private sector, with various organizations in the development of sustainable cooperatives, through really upskilling them, development of their capacities, HR-wise, for them to be understanding cooperative principles, you know, through really advancing various technical interventions, management, and education. As we'll see later, that already as part of the developments that we have acted upon, some assessment works done in various provinces, just this very financial year, the cooperative governance training that we've done to about 30 cooperatives in KZN through these partnerships, through this partnership as well. So we are really looking forward, and we look forward to this partnership. Well, DGRV component on that, their mission in the SADC in general and in South Africa in particular, they say they seek to use their over 200 years of cooperative tradition and experience to contribute towards supporting and increasing the number of cooperatively organized groups that are actively participating in economic activity, income generation, job creation, poverty alleviation, through working with recognized representative organizations. That is very, very crucial to us as well, and the government and other stakeholders. So these parties, they acknowledge that, of course, their distinct and complementing roles, they hereby confirm a common commitment to jointly embark on supporting and facilitating the development from pre-formation to fully sustainable cooperatives at the local level. And the party further commit themselves really to provide such support and facilitation within the current legal framework for the development of viable autonomous, self-reliant, self-sustaining co-ops able to grasp all opportunities presented by various government programs, but not limited to some that are stated here, like procurement, community works, and so on. So it can go wide as it can. So therefore, the parties wish to regulate this relationship as espoused above by concluding this MOU, that is at a time, with the intention of providing in writing the terms and conditions of their collaboration. The parties understand that this MOU does not create any obligations on either party, and that the overall intent is to collaborate and work together on areas identified in the MOU. It is further understood that the specific programs and projects to be implemented under this MOU will be determined and agreed to jointly by the parties on a case-by-case basis. And in the event the parties embark on a project, it will be on a basis of a specific work or program implementation plan or a service level agreement where it needs to be. So that's the preamble area on section one. Of course, section two is just abbreviations and definitions that are there. Please allow me that one. We can refer to the document that is then given. Section three relates to the aim of this memorandum, which really I'll quickly also go through like I did with the other one, to ensure responsive local government. And it's very interesting, the local government element, because it's permeating a lot, as we'll see on this document. Responsive local government that is effective, efficient, and economically able to promote local economic development through coordinated facilitation and delivery of capacity building, technical and institutional support to municipalities, working with cooperatives, government, development agencies, and sector departments to achieve an outcome-driven local economic development that empowers all role players to actively contribute to inclusive local economic development and sustainable communities that are socially cohesive and united, that are capable of taking active role in the improvement of their socioeconomic status, are less dependent on social grant support. Very interesting point here. I don't want to say foresee, but that relationship with the Department of Social Development, the acceleration from grant to sustainable economic activities, have access to affordable financial services from their own cooperatives, banks. Very interesting point, this one, given also the relationship with the CBDA that is key in terms of the financial services sector. Have ownership of the means of production for their consumption and market, infrastructure issues, embrace self-employment and job creation, are able to eradicate poverty and hunger, are able to make contribution to payment for municipal services, and protect community infrastructure from vandalism and act. Of course, as mentioned earlier, the guide collaboration between the two parties is of this MOU is within the framework of our constitution, the NTP, the Cooperatives Act, and the Banks Act as well. Then section four really talks to the objectives and scope of the memorandum, that the parties agree that the primary aim of this MOU is to facilitate job creation through supporting and capacitating communities, officials, and groups for development of viable and sustainable cooperatives within their space. The principles which underpin the parties' activities and operating as contemplated, in this memorandum are to formalize the relationship and desired strategic partnership amongst DSBD and DGRV and their respective responsibilities regarding the support and capacitation of municipalities to develop cooperatives through capacity building, promotion, and other support measures practically feasible to ensure growth and sustainability of cooperatives. Through capacity building, technical and institutional support measures. Collaborate with other partners to support the existing cooperatives that have scope for growth and growing local economies. Through capacity building, technical and institutional support, monitor jobs created through cooperatives while contributing to the growth of the local economy. Support municipalities in the development of cooperatives through capacity building, technical and institutional support. Facilitate cooperative access to training, technical support, financial support, and so forth from any private, public, or not-for-profit organizations working with the parties in a joint or separate agreement. Then 4.3 of that, it looks at the key results areas for implementation that will be measured and success evaluated periodically and reviewed annually in terms of these KRAs and the activities being the on this table. So which defines the scope in essence. So KRA 1 looks into the implementation of the Cooperative Development Support Program. It relates also that what activities really then can be there to advance this one, that there has to be workshop LED officials and departments working with cooperatives on implementing CDSP. In fact, the evolution from the Cooperative Incentive Scheme, the current program is called the Cooperative Development Support Program, so that therefore capacitating LED officials, because they get also exposed to cooperatives in their body of work. Jointly identify qualifying pipeline and cooperative-based projects to be supported to benefit and repay the credit portion of this facility, because as it stands, the facility will require, it's a 70-30 scheme. Of course, in this new envisaged transition from CEDA, from CIFA to CEDA, there might be some other consideration on that framework. Provide business and technical training to cooperatives in the various sectors of the economy, especially those that have been identified as the potential pipeline, so that when we do, let's say, awareness campaigns about the program, find that there are informal groupings that are there, which might need support. There might be cooperatives already existing, not aware of the scheme, therefore be able to expand. And then those that also get to cluster in, maybe even at secondary level, could be supported further. Monitor and compile an impact assessment report on percentage of cooperatives that are growing program participants on that program. Developing network of trainers, mentors, and coaches for cooperatives with skills in the cooperative bookkeeping, financial management, auditing, governance, very, very crucial as well, given what we would hear about the infightings and so on, marketing, customer services, and HR management. And then KRA 2, building of cooperatives knowledge-based and adoption by role players. I think being able really to have not only repositories, but other countries, we are told, maybe part of this very engagement is also about that. What kind of knowledge development within this enterprise approach of people collectively cooperating together for economic activities? What kind of institutional knowledge development, be it colleges, be it universities, or so on? But then here they are saying also setting up of reference groups within identified districts to guide, implement, and monitor cooperative community economic development models, implement community cooperative economic participation pilot projects undertaken in each municipality under the district development model, number of operational cooperative members trained as facilitators, assessors, moderators of cooperatives training nationally towards building that capacity. That's the second KRA. The third one around financial and economic inclusivity on township and economic and rural economic, village economic vibrancy. Here we're saying facilitate and support establishment of cooperative financial institutions within the identified districts. Also, certain countries will find that those local based banks that are there in a locality, in a district, you know, financial literacy, consciousness building, the CBDA kind of a component to say how to really do we build strong relations. In fact, at the CBDA discussions, we also learned one of the Northern Cape, I think it's Orania, one of the very good cooperative development banks there for modeling also that we can reflect on. Facilitate and support establishment of cooperatives for community works program participants in identified municipalities. So here I'll take very, our relationship with COCTA, with DPWI, very, very key to advance those. And then increase the percentage of viable and sustainable cooperatives that would have benefited from this relationship. That was four. And therefore, section 5.1 and 2, it therefore relates on our relationship between the two institutions. DGRV 1, subject to mutually agreed project concept, DGRV intends to support implementation thereof through measures, but not limited to the following: joint development of program implementation work plan with DSBD, participation in the steering committee implementation meetings, assist in the preparation of the necessary workshop documentations, material, and post-training reports, facilitation and provision of training for officials, leaders, and cooperatives in line with approved cooperative economic development plans, consolidation of provincial monitoring and impact evaluation reports, coordination with DSBD or relevant government agents for logistics, such as venues, travel, and accommodation for experts where applicable, funds permitting cover the costs of material printing, travel for at least two facilitators to and from the training venue. This number 6 and 7, as we'll see on the status, is a practical scenario that I've experienced with them, where on the training that we did in KZN, the two facilitators, the manuals that are there, and one of our actions also is about how do we update also that manual to be reflected of certain developments that are there, especially legal-wise. Number 8, provision of services of technical and non-technical nature at the cost of DGRV or shared cost basis where applicable. Provision of the trainer and mentoring of cooperative representative and support organization, as well as department staff or people seconded for this purpose by this GSBD, as we look forward at in strengthening this relation. Assisting with inputs to newsletters, articles, and cooperatives performance and status quo annual reports. And together with DSBD, facilitate pre-formation workshops with municipalities, identified groups, and so on. And then 5.2 looks to us as a department responsible for the functions listed below. Number 1, to assist identified districts or municipalities with the development of the operational or implementation work plan, coordinate, organize, participate, and chair the MOU steering committee and implementation monitoring meetings, mobilize and facilitate convergence of relevant stakeholders to a central convenient venue, to coordinate training workshops in consultation with DGRV in line with the approved plan, to ensure the provision for logistics for training venues and accommodation expenses for a maximum of two facilitators involved in each intervention done through this MOU, like the one, the support we gave with the last training, on shared cost basis where applicable to ensure preparation, printing, packaging of necessary workshop material, to facilitate data collection through municipalities and coordinate the preparation of annual cooperative performance, to facilitate the development and distribution of cooperative newsletter once a quarter, together with the provincial governments. DSBD will facilitate acquisition of information at local government level with the cooperation of municipalities to identify eligible beneficiaries of the programs. And DSBD will facilitate other forms of support for cooperatives through partnerships with other government departments and stakeholders. And therefore, number six then talks to the duration of this memorandum, 6.1, that shall be for a period of up to 2024, literally meaning from that 2022, in essence, is almost like 2 years, 5 or so months. And then number two, the designated representatives or their nominees shall meet at the commencement of each quarter of every year or by notice from each party to another to discuss the implementation of this MOU. The parties agree that there shall be no expectation of the future renewal of this agreement. Any decision to renew shall be subject to the agreement by the parties and reduced to writing by means of an addendum. And then it takes us to section seven, the cooperation. Well, these are some colleagues, at least from this section downwards, are those legal kind of areas that are standard in MOU that they agree to cooperate in good faith, number seven. Then number eight relates then to the dispute resolution measures. And I would kindly ask the House to allow me really that can be taken note of and be interacted with, because as I say, it's part of these standard clauses in an agreement, including number nine, that we are committing in this together. It's the whole agreement that we're at. And on number 10, around the financial implications, really that there is no direct commitment. It does not constitute financial obligations on either party, but it provides an overall intent to collaborate and work together on those areas identified above the on clause four of this MOU. And I think here we might be found wanting, though we're interacting, the steering committee shall join the setup as Steercom to manage and implement this MOU efficiently and effectively. And then section 12 and 13, really, in fact, I think one is repeated there, but it addresses for communication and the other one for service of notices and correspondence, issues of breach and termination, attestation. That's where now the signatures come in. I think section 15 is the last part of this MOU, Chairperson. Moving then to the next component on the state of this MOU, I can really, really say the update from the previous financial year, which also, as we know, now that we are still to be 1 year effectively on this agreement. However, in the last financial year, there were two workshops that with DGRV were convened with CIDA and CIFA. In the first of the two workshops, it was held in Limpopo in September 8 and 9. where the TGRV shared the type of support that they are providing to cooperatives as part really of sharing this relationship that we have towards those sustainable one. And then one of the approach also that is being taken is a needs assessment, so that even when we intervene, we're able to find out when we do awareness campaigns about, let's say, a problem, what are the needs of these organizations? However, part we've also identified, there are certain ones which are, would be non-negotiable, like a governance training on cooperatives, so that every cooperative will support has to ensure that it understands the legal implications, the principles, and all of those that will ensure that they are indeed a sustainable cooperative. Then depending on the outcomes we have set, then the interventions therefore will follow. And then in this financial year, starting from April, as mentioned, the planning that started in 2022 between TGRV and DSVD took us to this ultimate first major induction and exposure to us as a new team that has been assembled here to run the cooperatives unit. Being on the field, there was very, very much eye-opening, because you get to hear directly, because it creates that evidence, you know, the interventions that you seek to do, are they really resonating with the issues on the ground? So the 30 cooperatives that were there, it was in a form of two sets of two-day trainings on cooperative governance, you know, as I was articulating the principles, understanding really their constitution, the role of the leaders there, you know, if you are a treasurer, what is your role there, and so on. Very, very crucial from the governance perspective, that every single enterprise that will support it has to have undergone that, including the bookkeeping element for us is very crucial. And then on bullet two, and this very 2 months, but that first month of April really was core for us, especially is that a new team to engage first. You know, we asked the team members present on the cooperative policy, another on the cooperative act, another one on the cooperative strategy, another one on the report of those, the cooperatives that were researched, were supported before, so that really we are on the same wavelength and really see whatever we seek them to do could take us somewhere. In that very workshop, therefore, our stakeholders, including DGRV, CEDA, CIFA, and those cooperative organizations, we interacted. So the portion with DGRV yielded these following actions, that we need to have a further meeting to discuss the MOU, which includes the, as you can see, when it's articulated there, is not just about the training and so on. There are so much things that are embedded there, and from the capacity, the management of this thing, and look into what is practically feasible within the resources that are within our locus of control together, and then see how we then move and interface, for instance, especially with other initiatives like those of CEDA-led, the District Ecosystem Facilitation Model to advance DDM. Because if we as a department have got these district champions, like I'm a district champion for in the Northern Cape, John Taul Khaitsi with JTG, our role also there with CEDA and CIFA and the LED municipality, how therefore do we then advance that cooperative agenda as espoused in this MOU? Very, very crucial. So this meeting of the 25th, therefore, articulated that we need then the fully fledged session to unpack the MOU, and that is still to happen. And therefore, as a department, we need to develop a training schedule, which will include what number of participants, topics, and so on. And I can tell you safely also that in these past 2 weeks, 2 months, and especially as we're developing our operational plan, we are at that final stage of finalizing that training schedule. The dates and provinces have already been articulated. We just are linking up. For instance, we are also having an MOU with the CIPC. As we know, while we are the custodians of the acts, the entry part, the registry is still within CIPC. So that cooperatives unit gets to be our relationship party. So that as we go to awareness campaigns, as we go to trainings, they will also be able to be plugged in, because when you talk governance as well, there are legal compliance issues that these organizations need to be exposed to. So we have agreed, as articulated there on the agreement, how we relate and giving the lead time of 2 weeks for logistics and so on. So as we finalize our MOU, action items, these are specific things that already has happened with the KZN one. I know we are planning another one in the in Mpumalanga now in end of June. That also will take us to say if our APP talks also about finance and non-financial support. Awareness alone is not enough to say we have supported with non-financial support, but at least if there is a further educational element, whether it's through CIPC or SARS or so, that therefore increase the scope of the awareness really to a non-financial support kind of an activity. So the request also from DSBD to have a session with DGRV and the facilitators, meaning facilitators of the training, that governance training, to update the manual either over Teams or in person. So we are to provide this. The first exposure that we did with the KZN facilitators was to engage with them and ask that can they please from there, because even themselves, they were also making some inputs on the flow, on the manual and so on. And from our side, which will also bring in CIPC in this review, so that the content that is there, as we're saying, some of the acts, they are still referring to the older act. So now we have to put the updated act. So this is part of the work in motion that is there. There was a needs analysis, as we said, in that Kukune, but they've already sent that feedback in terms of the needs analysis. That will be also another next intervention area because of this evidence that is telling us as well to say what else can we intervene that side. There was not in this financial year or the last financial year, but the interface or the relationship with between DGRV also and the department was also seemingly there before even this MOU somehow. And there were some projects that were supported jointly in the Western Cape, a pilot bakery project. And seemingly this did not proceed well, or the project really, as they say here, collapsed. So DGRV will give us a status and assessment around that. They will give us then that feedback. And hence, we're really, really looking forward to this combined efforts of the two. Because training for now, let's use these words, low-hanging fruits. And therefore, as we plan, as we say, on our workshop regarding the unbundling of this MOU, that local government component then gets to be very, very key. And my is an understanding I have that we have also an MOU with COCTA, which at the national summit last year, COCTA, when it came to intergovernmental relations, raised stakeholder forum, they raised that issue that we need to give life to that relationship. Then to the last slide, Chairperson, it is also highly recommended that the DSBD officials that are working with cooperatives as well be exposed to this, to that, let's call it the German cooperative model, taking positive advantage of this MOU, this relationship. You know, we can have where there's exchange or so, so that institutional capacity through this German cooperation can also take us to the next level. And then there is this, that itself, as in my opening remarks, that DGRV is not a government agency, but an apex body. It is really further recommended that DSBD and DGRV cooperate towards the support of the development of an apex body here in the country. Of course, an apex body also has to organically happen. It's not something that you force. It's something that is articulated also in the Act on how, you know, your tertiary cooperatives and geographical component, therefore. So while we have these organizations, let me say that, say they are representing cooperatives and so on, there are certain, of course, statutes of some kind. Hence, we are working on something called a strategic relations framework on cooperatives, because anybody, the three tycoon guys who can be able to articulate themselves, can say we represent cooperatives. You ask them, where is your database? They will tell you the computer crashed last week. They'll come and ultimately not come. So the evolution, so that exposure as well to that German cooperative model, including the MSDGRV, how really have they organized and mobilized the, let's call it, the cooperative movement to ultimately yield this, what is referred to as an apex body, will be appreciated. And I think while there are many other things of actions still to be recommended, but the one main assessment also that we have is that the steering committee needs to really be, let's call it, be rekindled, because for now, it's this is the representative of DGRV, and from our side, let's say myself, then we just talk actions, but from a systematic point of view and certain articulations that are put here, like meeting periodically, like quarterly and so on, I think we need then to put more efforts through this DIACOM, which gets to be highlighted here as a one major action that can sort some out some of the other therefore actions that therefore were not articulated here. So we are really recommending the PC to note the contents of this MOU with DGRV, and we really welcome any inputs and comments towards strengthening this relationship. I thank you for giving me your ear. Thank you, Chairperson, and honorable members and colleagues.
Thank you. That was powerful. Honorable members, here's the presentation, the memorandum of understanding between our department and the German cooperatives. Can I have some inputs, because already they have got some recommendations in their conclusion, which really will strengthen us as the department. That's why we want to go there, but going there without DIAS with this country won't assist us. Into the presentation as well as the recommendation. Brakin will assist me to identify hands in this regard. Are there any hands?
Mr. Kabinde, can you stop sharing? Yes, Chair, so far there's one from Mr. Kruger.
Okay. The only one.
So far, Chair.
Honorable Kruger, the stage is yours.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning to all the colleagues in this very cold Cape Town. And thank you for the presentation. Although the strategy since 2014 was to get MEOs, agreements with all departments, it seems like the department is very slow signing these agreements. But I'm very happy to see that at least there's an agreement in place. But Chair, that is not the question. My question is, you know, since the early 2000s and when cooperatives were still with DTI, the failure rate was very high. If I recall correctly, it's between 75% and 80% of cooperatives that received funding from government failed in their first year. So my question is, with this strategy now in place, what is the failure rate now, you know, and with all the training taking place in KwaZulu-Natal, and I presume that our previous chairperson is very involved in that training because cooperatives is one of their passions in life. So I just want to find out what is the experience now of the failure rate of cooperatives? Are we going forward, or are communities just use the grants from government, you know, not to start a business, but rather just to add to the, you know, just to stay alive? So if you can just give us some indication about the success rate of the strategy. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Any other member?
The Chair, it's Honorable Matulelwa.
Honorable Matulela, over to you. Honorable Matulelo.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to yourself and honorable members and secretariat, everyone. My question is very short, but I think it's going to be a very important question. There are many cooperatives, Chairperson, across the country that were created through the advice from the department to say in order to access funds, you must at least be in a group, in groups, or create your cooperative. But in terms of funding now, it's very, very, very difficult for the cooperatives to get funds. I've heard this presentation, but my concern is there any mechanism or is there any plan to go as we are given this presentation, is there any plan to go and capacitate our cooperatives and revive them? Remember, I said on Matatiel, Otoka, Biko, Matlia, you go to Evembe, Limpopo, you go to KwaZulu Natal, Gospingo, Gomlazi. You remember there was even a case where we were told that SIFA disappeared there. The CEDA, CEDA office. So in these areas that I'm counting of many in across the country, small businesses, in particular the cooperatives, there is no relevant office that is there stationed to assist Common Freya, to assist our cooperatives, more especially to get funds and to develop them, as our obligation is to develop small businesses as well. So I just want to know, is there a plan to go there, physically go there, and revive the spirits of these cooperatives? Remember, there was a budget also that has gone back in our last financial year, where we were told that red tape is the reason why cooperatives were not funded at all, because of the sum of the red tape issues in terms of cooperatives. So is there any plan that they are ready to go, in particular in these townships and rural areas, to go and revive the spirit of the current cooperatives and also capacitate these ones that are operating on their own without any funds from government? If there is no any other plan, what are they going to make sure? What are they going to do to make sure that our cooperatives, they access funds and we have a balance on what is happening as they are presenting in all over, more especially in townships and rural areas, Chairperson. So that is what makes me be more concerned, is because these cooperatives, some of them, they were created, they were established, but they are no longer operating in a full force as their plan, as their business plan. They operate in their smaller nyana resources that they try to bring together, and they are dying. The Chairperson, it's a fact that they are dying, these cooperatives, because of there is a lack of assistance from government. So I just wanted to know that, and I wanted to know if is there any plan, a really a constructive plan that is going to be implemented to go to these rural and townships for our cooperatives, Chairperson. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Matulele. Do we have any other hand breaking?
No, Chairperson.
Thank you. I'll now allow the department to respond, but I will appreciate honorable members also to reflect on the recommendation, because this MOU needs our blessing and support. I heard Honorable Kruger saying that they delayed. So I believe we can give a message of saying that let's proceed and speed up the process so that implementation is being done, and also support the issue of the APEX committee, as he has indicated, APEX body, as it has been alluded by Comrade Kabin. Over to you, Laban Kabin.
I'm talking to myself, sorry, Chair. thank you, Chairperson, and thanks to the honorable members that have asked the questions, and I would say even comments somewhere. In fact, they are more outside of the MOU per se. However, they are in context, of course, of this body of work. And I will also then take advantage in responding to share, of course, some of the initiatives that we are working on. Baba Kruger, yes, your history with this body of work, yeah, I know it tells when you talk the 2000s and so on. I recall even your comments on the last PE regarding one of our officials who've been with this body of work, and he's still my boss. We'll try really to allay your fears, and with your support, really, we can really achieve. Yes, hence I said this relationship between DGRV and the department. Maybe it was then, maybe one can find out, not managed through an MOU, but the relationship was there. There were workshops they would do on pre-formations and so on at some stage. But on this one, it was then signed in the, that is last year, and is for the next 2 years, has the issue of us having a clear a program of action with DGRV as articulated there. And coming to the failure rate, I think here a context is very much needed. But first, I think like in the previous year, we had CIS, previous years, that is that cooperative incentive scheme. And there was therefore a follow-up to say those cooperatives that we have supported, let's go and hunt them. Let's check them. How are they faring? Are they operational and so on? It was quite interesting. Instead, that this 71, in fact, it was almost 80% of them were operational. It might not be really at the peak at the kind of you know, very, very good rate, but they were not dead, as it were, but more kind of support further needed. The one leg that we saw in our interface with CIPC is the issue on the stats that a lot of them are no longer are not doing annual returns, which that might create a situation as if they are not functioning since they've not done annual returns. Yet when they did that on-site visit, they found them to be operation, to be in operation. It was quite an interesting revelation. And when it comes to the strategy, as I've mentioned, we don't have a strategy. When you're referring to a strategy, currently 2012 to 2022, that was the 10 years tenure of this, of the, call it the previous strategy. So one, therefore, for our action of this financial year is to take stock, review, how did we fare on this, on the implementation of the strategy? Because if you look, the strategy has got about four pillars, from access to markets, to sustainability, to access to capacity of these, or access to finance and so on. So you find that our intervention was almost one instrument, the instrument of CIS, then now called CDSP. What about these other components? So issues of institutional arrangements, really, for cooperatives, when we can expect certain deliverables, but the institutional mechanism in terms of capacity internally, I think it's one thing that we need to strengthen as a department. Because that time, as we're referring to the DTI time, the chief directorate of cooperatives had, for instance, about five directors, which was even outside of the cooperative incentive scheme staff of about 10, 12, 13, to a director to it now, the state of affairs of it now, being a directorate, having to encompass all both policy and practice, that is that work which was CIS with those multi people and this one. So it is internal component that we seek to strengthen further as we are reviewing then the strategy. So we are reviewing so that we start then the process of strategy development now for cooperatives. We take then in the next financial year a process which will therefore say, how are we remodeling our delivery model in essence to that side? And safe to say, the KZN one, unfortunately, the former chair was not involved on this one, or is not involved. This is part of proactive organizations. There are community organizations like there in this area of Uganda called Ngungumate. There is an NPO that is very, very progressive and very, very developmental in that rural area to on youth development, cooperative support, and so on. So those are the ones that extended an invitation to the department last year, and we then probed and followed up to on that work. So we are envisaging on the strategy review also that sometime it could be in August or late in July, the first kind of this, let's call it the draft review paper, that would have something like a stakeholder dialogue on that review, so that we then together have, let's call it a concept document for consultation now with stakeholders towards the development of the, let's call it the new cooperative strategy. And then on the, thanks, Honorable Matulel, your inputs are welcome, and they are noted. You know, this one of the challenges towards the point by Honorable Kruger around the failure rate, let's call it the failure of some of the cooperatives, because they were also established, let me use these words, pardon me, for wrong reasons. You know, if people are organized because there is funding, it means whoever us as the ecosystem, and I wouldn't necessarily say it was the department, let's say the ecosystem, because of course, not only the department, there are provincial departments, even some municipalities, when this, let me use the word fashion was in, from cooperatives and so on. But you know, if you look at the organic cooperatives called stock fails as an example, in their various subsectors, if those are the kinds of investments or approaches really that we move on and also start to, you know, strengthen to be those banks, I mean, how many millions of these stock fails are in the core mainstream banks that are there, which they can be devolved to be those regional and village banks that we are envisaging through cooperatives. So the element of having this glue, this thing that brings people together to cooperate beyond being told is funding, that's the key driver. Let me say that's the energy, that's the entrepreneurship really that is needed. However, that being said, of course, if those cooperatives are still there, struggling really, but really functioning, I think we have to support them. We have to look forward to them. And I think I would really, really kindly also, where you also personally also in your capacity there, know some, please let's extend and share such kind of information so that we can hunt them. Coming to the plan, key to our annual performance plan this year is that 250 cooperatives needs to be supported financially and or non-financially. That's one. So that what we have then done as a non-APP activity, we have then established, developed what we call an awareness campaign plan of action that we have to be going throughout all these provinces. Of course, working with CIDA and CIFA and with this TDM component, even internal in the organization, mobilized our district champions, really that they get them to be exposed. Because of course, you would know the structure of the department, how we are organized. We are a national department, and how government or IGR components are structured currently. We then have the provincial departments, which are governments by themselves from the provincial point of view. However, through an IGR interface, that's where we ought really to be finding each other, how we extend down there. But through our CIDA channel, you would know that on all the districts in essence, at least we've got that presence. And then further, therefore, through information offices and so on, we are looking forward to that even at a municipal level, we get there. You will also be aware that the ministry or the department has also advanced what is called the district coordinators, which will be based some in municipalities where there's no capacity to host. SIDA will be hosting. Those will also be those foot soldiers that therefore will be able to go out there. So yes, in that plan of ours that we have put to go there, we might not really be reaching everywhere, but through collaboration, as I said, any input that you can share with us will always be appreciated, my leader. So, Chairperson, as you said, our putting some acceleration with DGRV towards speeding up the process of engagement further on the articulations that are there in terms of actions. I mean, that local government component, in fact, this very thank you to your good service as well with asking for this presentation, because it also really make one further interface to say, man, no. It's not just well about this training, which at least is the low-hanging fruit, but there are bigger scope opportunities. I mean, the capacity, our LEDs in the country, as I've said, being a TDM district champion, is found wanting. You go LED manager of the district, you find, you ask, when have you met, what are your periodic, let's call it meetings with your LEDs in local governments? No, there's not even a single meeting that they hold together, interface, feed, and have a district plan, and so on. It's quite challenging where we base some of, let's call it, I'll call it some assumptions on our national plans based on the, with municipalities, with LEDs. So this relationship here around the capacity development of municipal officials for me, and even officials of the department, officials of our agencies, in terms of train the trainer, they really give us an opportunity really to build capacity. Hence, really this trip or exposure to German also, let me say, both from the political side, from your good selves, and the department officials, so that that retention of, let's call it institutional memory or exposure memory for continuity internally will be highly appreciated. So yes, we look forward to engage further with DGRV. Let me thank you, Chair, and pause here for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kabi. Honorable Kruger, are you fine? If there are no...
Yes, thank you, ma'am. Sorry, I was also speaking to myself. Yeah, thank you, ma'am. I'm covered. And I would like also to have, during our recess period now, constituency period, I would like to have a one-to-one discussion about the program, especially in the rural areas, because, you know, you are from Mpumalanga, you know there's a huge need. So I would like to have a one-to-one meeting so that we can discuss a strategy, how we can, you know, contact and be of service to the rural community of our province and of South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kruger. In the absence of any other hands, let me take this opportunity and thank the department for your good efforts. I believe this is promising, because our intention indeed to see cooperatives surviving. Benchmarking will assist us a lot. So we are wishing you good luck. Speed up the process so that we may come to the conclusion and move with speed with the implementation part of it. We are happy. And then we can now move to the next item.
Yeah. Chairperson, as I exit, are we allowed to ask you a question?
Yes, you are.
Which relates to your closing remarks, Chair, around the benchmarking. I wanted to find out, indeed, whether there is, should I say, a benchmarking tour planned or to come, by when, and so on. Because from the department side, unless somewhere this info is there, it's just on email, like towards the development of this presentation, that portfolio members towards a benchmarking, something like that. When is this, or it's just any info, really, to be honest, I do not have, as I coordinate co-op.
If SMU is on the platform, our content advice can brief you in 1 minute. SMU, can you do that, please?
Chair, morning, Chair, morning, honorable members, colleagues. Mr. Nkabinde, I'm not sure if I understood your question. You said something about the benchmarking exercise.
Okay, voting Pindeva. Thank you. Yes, I was saying I was starting my question based on the closing remarks of the chair, as she related to the benchmarking exercise, and then I asked whether I can ask a question around that. That is towards the development of this presentation that I made. One got to be exposed about, should I say, it might be misplaced, hence really the question that there is an intended, let's call it, study tour by the members to Germany. So I wanted to, so we don't have that information, whether is there something like that indeed, and if yes, by when is it, and what is the almost an interface between us as a department and that process, because it's very crucial. I take, as per our recommendation also here, about being exposed to the German cooperative development model. Yeah, so that was my question.
Okay, no, it's fine. I think, Chairperson, the person who's better place to respond, because it relates to the logistics. Yes, there is a study tour being planned to visit Germany by members of the portfolio committee. It is now a standard agenda item in our program. After your presentation, for instance, King was going to speak to it to update members of the portfolio committee as to how far in terms of the logistics, what else needs to be done going forward. So there is that study. King will speak to it shortly. I hope you'll still be in the platform. Or King, maybe you want to speak to it now. I don't know.
Can I hear from the chairperson? Okay. Through you, Chairperson, in responding, there is a study tour planned for the portfolio committee. And then while we were doing the preparation, the procedure was we were being helped by a Department of International Relationship, which is DECO. So late in April, end of April, we learned that DECO is no longer assisting in facilitating the study tours for any other government institutions. So luckily, because as the portfolio committee, we knew that there was a memorandum of understanding between DGRV and the department. So as the secretary, then we approach DGRV to assist us in developing the program and also in facilitating the places that the portfolio committee would like to visit based on the concept document that has been, that was developed. So far, that's the thing. And so far is that we are still awaiting for a political application. The procedures of parliament, we've got two types of applications. That is the political application and the funding application. So we are still waiting for the approval of the political application, of which I was going to talk to it towards the close of the meeting, that the application, as for yesterday, we learned that it is in the, it will be in the office of the speaker, and the speaker was going to be available today. So maybe we might know by the end of the day, but we'll still be doing the follow-up on that, whether it has been approved or not approved. And then the dates that were identified were between the 18th and the 24th of June, which is the first week of the constituency period in parliament. So that's where we are. And then the chairperson had indicated when we started this that we might invite the department for those relevant officials who are dealing with what the objective of the study tour is, to accompany the committee. So now we haven't yet sent that communique, because we were waiting for the approval. We couldn't just invite the department only to find out maybe we are not approved to go. So that's the state of affairs. I think from the minister that she does have the idea that the portfolio committee, it's having those plans. So I think I can pause there. So as soon as we get an indication that the approval has been granted, then we'll then inform the department to accompany the committee. But in terms of funding, the department has to fund itself, as a parliament only fund the political politicians within the parliament institution. So that's what I can say for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Rakin. I think your explanation is clear. We will communicate with the department in due course. Then can we move to our agenda?
No, thank you, Chair. I can exit most of the meeting. I will engage with Ntate Gunene then, because even for ours, the timing, Chair, sorry to just jot in, when the secretariat sends to us, and then maybe the trip is next week, you see what I mean? So just for the alert part of it, as he says, maybe it's already, I'll engage with Mr. So that any, like the concept document itself, I'm not sure, maybe it's with the ministry, so I'll follow up with Mr. Egnene so that we get also to be in context and content. Thank you so much, Chair.
It does make sense. Thank you for that, Mr. Gami. Thank you.
Chairperson, it's the next item is the consideration of a
set of minutes. How many are they?
There are only two. Is this one of the 24th of May and the one of the 31st of May?
Okay. Scroll them. Any correction in page one?
One of the 24th of May, Chair.
Okay. Any correction, honorable members? Just move if there is no correction. Under page three. Page four. Any correction? Thank you. Can I have a move on for the adoption of the minutes? Is a true reflection of what? Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. In the resolution 7.3.
Mm. Yes.
Where it says the secretary must draft a correspondence for the attention of minister to request clarification with regards to the resignation of chairperson of the board and status of the appointment of the member, not member.
Okay, thank you for that correction.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Yes, Chair.
I'm happy, honorable members. This shows that indeed you are serious about your work. So with that, can you make a rider of moving for the adoption of that correction?
With those corrections, shall I move for the adoption?
Thank you. Any seconder, honorable members? Any seconder?
Honorable Mieni, I do second, Chairperson.
Thank you, honorable Mieni. Can you go to the next set on Bracking? The minutes are adopted. Scroll the minutes of the 31st of May, 2023, page 1, any corrections? Page 2. Page 3. Page page 5. Can I even move over the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired on the 31st of May, 2023? Honorable members, can we approve the minutes, our own minutes?
Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable Bridget.
I do move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired on that day.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Any seconder, Honorable? Yes, Honorable
I will second. Member. Thank you. I will second.
Honorable Kruger. Minutes adopted. Thank you, Honorable Kruger. Can you go back to the agenda, King? That was the last item, if I remember very, very well.
Yes, Chairperson. In fact, it was going to be an announcement, but I think I've already made it with the
with the trip to Germany.
Yeah.
Ma'am,
Chair, Chair, can I just ask a question about the trip? The last time it was mentioned that you as a person will go and see the chairperson of the NA about more members going to Germany. Is there any movement in this regard?
We're still waiting for the speaker. We have made that request. Not more members, we're adding two and one official. So we're still waiting for the approval by the speaker. We have presented both applications, waiting for the approval of the one according to the memo. their decision, but also have applied for the second one according to our request, that our humble request is to have other two additional. So we'll inform the members in due course.
Chairperson, just another question while I'm on the floor. I see Brother King got a nice little beady on his head. So can we make it official colors for this committee so that we all get our ears a little bit warmer? Thank you.
Yeah.
Honorable Chair.
Yeah, do you? Yes.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Hendricks, yeah. I'm just worried about if the trip is approved, whether there will be enough time to get the visas. I'm sure members have passports, but I'm just worried that 1 week to get the visa is going to be a problem unless Braking has a special arrangement.
Yeah, you are right. That's why we are knocking in their doors each and every day, but you know, Lastborn, we rules of the house do not allow us. We are following that protocol, but we'll see on how to finish it. If they agree with us, then we'll stick to the days. If they delay us, we'll come out with some other strategies, as Braking has indicated while he was briefing the officials from the department. But thanks for your concern. Can you call it a day? Thanks for the deliberation and everything. The meeting stand adjourned.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, comrade.
Thanks, Chair.